control in this area worldwide. Quetzal, 1. That is correct. 2. The sex life of the Earth person slowly degenerates more and more. 3. All shame gets lost and everything gets out of control, namely to such an extent that the sex life only comes to validity for reasons of a purely physical and instinctive form. 4. In addition, more and more, one only marries for reasons of a false feeling of love and no longer in accordance with the true perception of love, which will lead to very many divorces in the coming time. 5. The tendency of this is increasing alarmingly. 6. Together with false love, also having more money, property, and goods, as well as the costly adorning of the outward appearance play a very important role, but not the true perception of love that is of actual importance and meaning and that is life continuous. 7. So in particular, sex greed that is focused on purely physical pleasure will, from now on, get out of control in an increasing measure, by what means a worldwide sex business emerges, which finds its expression not only in countless brothels but also in the robbery, sexual abuse, and sexual enslavement of children and women, and in relation to this, even innumerable murders and rapes will be included. 8. Pornography will also become a worldwide catchword, namely with respect to adult pornography as well as child pornography and sodomy pornography. 9. Also the industry of sex toys will become a proper branch of the economy. 10. The cornerstone for this was laid by a certain Beatas, who already began, in the middle of the century, to undermine the sexual sense of shame of people by selling and spreading sex toys, etc., through which she not only became rich but also destroyed the morals of people, from which a true farce will develop in the coming time, that there was an insignificance against Sodom and Gomorrah. 11. The sexual taboos will fall upon all, therefore, only purely physical sex greed and money greed will dominate those scenes that alienate themselves from decency and modesty. Billy, do you know the interests around Hitler?
Quetzal, 12.
Yes, why? Billy, my question, as Firth once explained to me, Adolf Hitler was syphilitic and already terminally ill in the third stage, and in consciousness, he was already no longer entirely clear in the head. His consciousness had already been partially impaired, by what means he could no longer think clearly and act, and he also became megalomaniac and unpredictable. From this disease, syphilis, he would have died sooner or later if he hadn't shot himself, which he actually did, right? Anyhow, that's what Firth said.
Quetzal, 13.
What you have said corresponds to the truth. 14. But why do you mention these things?
Billy, quite simply because there are always people who maintain that Hitler is still alive and, thus, didn't commit suicide.
Quetzal, 15. That corresponds to erroneous, stupid, and know-it-all claims as well as wishful assertions because Adolf Hitler actually shot himself, and to be sure, in Berlin on the 30th of April, 1945.
16.
At that time, he was just 56 years old. Billy, he actually wasn't German but rather Austrian, son of the Austrian customs official Alois Hitler. He really became a German citizen in 1932, as Firth said, he was also a Jew, but he denied this throughout his life.
Quetzal, 17.
That is correct.
18.
He kept this secret until his suicide.
Billy, thus, Hitler, with absolute certainty, has no longer been alive since 1945, as Firth said.
Then another question, Firth said that at the turn of the century, that is the millennium, genetic engineering, that is genetic manipulation, would very strongly step into appearance again, as this was already the case a long time ago and was practiced here on Earth by extraterrestrials, as well as in a space-time configuration that is shifted to our space-time configuration of Sirius, when there, a large group of humans from the Enoch line became genetically manipulated by the Sirians. Firth said that in a coming time, animals such as monkeys, apes will have human brain parts or entire brains implanted into them,
and also genetic manipulations are supposed to be made, from which animal people will then emerge, whom you call cherubim. These, then, are beings that have an actual animal body yet a functioning human consciousness and, therewith, also a creative human spirit form. The same applies to the seraphim, who have half human, half animal bodies and likewise a consciousness and, therewith, a creative human spirit form, such as in the old mythologies with the fauns, the minotaur, and the centaurs, etc. The Bible even mentions the cherubim and the seraphim, but there, they are called angels, that is, messengers, who have been or who should be intermediaries between God and man, as the monotheistic religions lay this out. Now, the time of these genetic manipulations, as well as the transplants of brain and body parts, will soon stand at the door, according to Sfuth's information. Quetzal, 19. That is correct. 20. The beginning of this, however, was already made on the 3rd of December, 1967, when the South African cardiac surgeon, Christine Neathling Barnard, performed the first successful heart transplant. Billy, but when will it all properly begin? Quetzal, 21. In the not too distant time, because genetic and cloning attempts have already been underway for many years, whereby a lot is still kept secret. 22. Thus, already for 6 years, a clone mutant has existed, which is kept behind closed doors in a secret laboratory and is kept alive for research purposes. 23. Transplantation technology is already on its way to becoming routine technology, which will also soon happen with genetic engineering, and in particular, only plants and animals are used and genetically altered for research purposes. 24. Then, also cloning will officially step into appearance, which will certainly be the case in the 90s, for in this regard, very great progress will be made up to then. 25. So then, already the first animals are cloned, after which efforts will then also arise to create human clones in an open and, thus, official form. 26. In addition, criminal and sectarian activities, unfortunately, won't keep themselves away in this respect, as I know from a look into the future. Billy, thus, abuse will also be committed with genetic engineering and transplantation technology. Quetzal, 27. That will, unfortunately, be the case. 28. Even children will be robbed of their organs for transplants, by what means they will die or become invalids. 29. Even adults will be murdered for organ harvesting, and to be sure, worldwide, but particularly in South America and in China. 30. In China, it will even be such that those who are sentenced to death will be shot in such a way that practically all organs other than the brain can be used for transplantation. 31. A worldwide major organ trade will step into appearance, which will very soon take uncontrolled forms. 32. But now, my friend, that should again be enough for today. 33. So I'm going now. 34. I will come back soon. 203rd Contact Tuesday, September 10, 1985, 7:28 p.m. Translator's note, Dyson Devines and Vivienne Legge's English translation of the entire publicly released portion of this contact appears below. Billy, we have, indeed, already spoken at various times about the American moon landing swindle. In this regard, I have now also spoken with an American who was visiting here. He was not in agreement with that which I told him regarding your explanation concerning this matter. It was his opinion that a swindle is completely impossible because the aforementioned moon landing project had employed at least 100,000 humans, who most certainly had not kept silent, even if it were their duty to do so. At least a whole number of them would have talked or not held their tongues due to certain grounds. What is your opinion on that? Quetzal, 1. As we have already explained several times, the Americans' Apollo 11 moon landing on July 20, 1969 did not take place because everything was a great designed swindle, through which the entire world was fooled. 2. Also, it was not so that 100,000 or more people were involved in the fraud or simply informed about it, rather a total of precisely 37 persons who were involved in that. 3. This small number was responsible for nothing trickling through, and the criminal fraud enterprise actually could be kept secret up until the present day, and this would also be the case in the future, in spite of the fact that very many anomalies in regard to the photographs and videos will be discovered by critical people and will continue to be discovered. 4. The lie will, therefore, continue to be sustained, and indeed, in spite of the provable and clear evidence of the anomalies, which prove the falsification of the moon landing. 5. Further to say is that the moon landing swindle is also connected to murder, and indeed, in the respect that in spite of the duty of silence of those involved, a great number cannot be silent or could not be silent, which led and will further lead to arranged accidents and illnesses with fatal consequences, until the last involved person is no longer alive, whose silence is not securely established. 6. Remaining alive are only those who are hypnotically bound with their moon landing lies, so they themselves believe that the moon landing actually was realized or, at least, that they have thereby cooperated. Billy, but then, how is it with the moon rover and the landing devices and so forth, which were supposed to have been left behind on the moon? Quetzal, 7. These are actually to be found on the moon, whereby, however, these were left behind from a later moon landing on the Earth's satellite. Billy, therefore, the Yanks were, indeed, on the moon. Quetzal, 8. Naturally, however, not on the claimed point in time of July 20, 1969. 9. In that time, the mendaciously propagated and non-existent moon landing was a pure political maneuver of the Americans, ostensibly to trump the Soviet Union in the so-called space race, to practically anticipate this, and thereby to be the winner and more powerful, which was supposed to serve as a deterrent military action in regard to the Soviet Union supposedly fearing the Americans. Billy, hence the gigantic fraud of the alleged moon landing. Quetzal, 10. That is correct. Billy, and, will the truth ever come to light? Quetzal, 11. That would hardly be the case because the entire fraud is played in such a way that the discovery of the truth has practically as good as no chance. 12. Also, the provable contradictions of all kinds which can be allocated by the photographs and videos would bear no fruit for the acknowledgement of the truth. Billy, in the same way as with Roswell, where the spaceship crashed. Quetzal, 13. That is also true because in this case, hardly a possibility exists that the secret activities will one day come to the light of truth and the humans will be enlightened over the actual truth. 14. Quite the opposite. The future will prove that the responsible ones in America will always invent new lies in order to shroud and deny the truth about the Roswell case. Billy, as that also otherwise occurred with many other things, however not only in America, rather also in Israel, England, and the Soviet Union, as well as in other countries, where, for example, their own people are rubbed out, in order to falsely implicate other powers and people in these assassinations, so that homicidal action can be undertaken on good grounds and it can be justified before the eyes of the world. But that, I find, is just as much an act of terror as is also murder and the overthrowing of a country and so forth, which is carried out all over the world through secret services and pertaining to military and government special units and death commandos and so forth from various countries. Belonging to that, for example, are the murderous and crimes against humanity machinations in any country which has infected, or will infect, thousands upon thousands of humans with radioactive substances as well as with atom bomb tests and biological weapons and deliver them to a miserable death. And certainly, that would not so quickly come to an end. Quetzal, 15. That is correct because chemical and technical development will accelerate everything further and evilly degenerate, whereby quite especially, the realm of terrorism will spread out in that way, so that a safe defense is practically impossible. Billy, then we can await all kinds of things in this regard. Quetzal, 16. That will be so, however, I am not supposed to speak about that because no further predictions are supposed to be made, at least not officially. 17. However, I can still be useful to you in this regard on a private basis. Billy, I actually have no requirement in that respect at the moment. Perhaps it would be good, in spite of that, if I had knowledge of certain things, at least of such which concern me and my family as well as the group members and the mission. Quetzal, 18. I am allowed to speak openly with you in this regard and to create clarity if you actually want me to. Billy, in this respect, yes. Perhaps also important things in the form of world events, if you think that the awareness thereof is important for me. Quetzal, 19. It should be thus. 20. Then listen to what I have to say. End and further notes in audio is made on this same server, galactic.no.